Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for May 15th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have a couple of Android stories, the first of which is the HTC Exodus, which is a new decentralized app and blockchain-optimized phone. It may sound silly, and it kind of is, and you can read more about it over at 9to5 Google. Second up, we have the Honor 10, which is going official this morning with P20 design and specs. Very, very similar, both in power and look aesthetic as the Huawei P20. It has an AI-powered camera. AI is kind of the buzzword that's been thrown around a lot with new smartphone launches, and an in-display fingerprint sensor. Second, on the Google front, we have a few new features for Google hardware. So Google Wi-Fi can now test for network performance for each device on a network. So basically, this will allow you to kind of find dead zones and maybe potentially move your Google Wi-Fi device around based on the speeds of specific devices in specific areas in your home. Second up, Google Pixel Buds are getting a couple new gestures, first of which is a triple tap on the Pixel Buds, which lets you manually turn them on or off. And secondly, a double tap for skipping to the next track, which is a long-awaited feature for those that have had to basically use Google Assistant up until now to, you know, change tracks. And lastly, I wrote a piece about just Android phones in general and how they have this new ubiquitous design of having a chin on the top, or chin on the bottom rather, and a notch on the top, and how it kind of feels like a low effort attempt at just following what Apple's doing. And I wrote a piece basically explaining how I hope that Google doesn't follow in the footsteps of all of these OEMs like OnePlus and Oppo and Vivo and Asus and LG. And I'm just hoping that Google finds a way to differentiate the Pixel 3. So you should head over to 9to5google.com to read that opinion piece in full. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google App Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.